Okay, Parshas Toldos. We'll do. He actually has Parshas Toldos on every year. Tafshin, Tafshin Aleph, Tafshin Bet, which is something strange. But we'll do Toldos on Tafshin. 1940. Pasuk says, "Va'itein lecha Elokim mital haShemayim v'shmoneh haAretz v'rov daganti v'tirosh." Right, the bracha is "Va'itein lecha Elokim." That Elohim shall give you from the Tal Shamayim Mishmanet, from the fat of the land, Rov Dagam Tirosh. And Rashi says, what's Vayitain? Right? And it's Yitain, Vayachzor, Vayitain. Hashem will give, and then again, Vayachzor will return and give. That's what Rashi says. What's Vayitain with the Vav? Hashem will give, and return and give. So Vinoda Adia, Kevin Shamar Yitain, from Mashanatina Tmidit. Right, when we say Vayitain and I will give you, it means I will always give you. V'lama yatzurch lomar v'yachzor v'yitain. Rashi just could have just. Why did Rashi have to say I will give you and I'll come back and give you? What does that mean? I'll give you and come back and give you. Right? Hem kishem avarch yishe chaver parnasa. If I give you a bracha for parnasa, tzurch lomar lo yitain Hashem should give you parnasa. Right? Did you ever hear a person say? That Hashem should give you parnasa, and He shall come back and give you parnasa. What does that mean? What did I add? Haluk kasha'amar levayitein lecha parnasa. Mashmos habrach, you should tell me detail that you should always give. So why is it again? Vayachzor. Aval kasha'echa domsen lechaver mos. When a person gives to his chaver mos some money, azim lo kibel hu mimenu mikodem. If he didn't get it beforehand, if he never got money beforehand, I just gave you money. Who are no saying? I am the giver of the money. I give you money, right? I never got money from you. I give you money. I am the giver. Masha'enke nimamikabel shel ata nosim kodemos. No. So it's Avi. He lent me $50. Now I'm returning his $50. Who is the no saying? Who is the no saying? Why am I the no saying?
Because you gave me the money. I'm just returning it. I took money.
No. You gave me $50.
No, didn't you just say that I'm returning $50 to you?
Okay. Either way, I give Avi $50, and he returns it to me.
Right.
Who is the giver and who's the returner?
You're the giver.
I'm the giver, and he's the returner. Right. So ima mikabel sha'ata nasa mikodim mosa anosin as anosin ata the giver now meaning me rak machzir mashi kabel mikodim. I'm only giving back. What was his? I'm only giving back what was his. We have to serve Hashem. Okay, we can't serve Hashem that we should get something. But the way of the world works, we shouldn't lechatchila serve Hashem for this. But the way the world works, and we're over Hashem lefi ma'asa megiya l'schar. Then we're magia a schar in this world. We're magia a schar. As a schar, Hashem Yisburach knows in law, then Hashem gives a schar. We're not going to get into this the discussion now. But we don't get any reward. But schar b'ayel maleika, schar in this world is nothing. We're not going to discuss that now. But he deserves shefa from Shemaim. If a person does good, he gets shefa from Shemaim. He gets goodness from Shemaim. So, is Hashem giving it to me? No, Hashem is not giving it to me. He's returning it to me. I did something good. I created a shefa from below. Like those learning Nefesh HaChaim, we learned that if we have an Isirus of the Tata, if we have an awakening of below, we awaken the Olam HaSalyon, the higher worlds, and the higher worlds bring us shefa unto us. Hashem is returning the goodness. He's returning the goodness that we created. A person gave a lot of tzedakah, right? And Hashem gives him a bracha of parnasa. Is Hashem giving him or returning him? He's returning him his parnasa.
We're returning
the parnasa. Huh? Okay, there's definitely a cycle. Hashem returns for that which he did in front of Hashem Yisbarach. When Hashem gives us good, when we never did anything good, I never gave tzedakah, and Hashem puts down here. Here's a bracha and parnasa, free. Then Hashem is the nosei. He's not the machzir. He's the nosei. Okay, understand? When there's awakening from the bottom, Hashem is the machzir. He's just returning the goodness. He's returning the goodness that we created in this world. But when we didn't do anything to deserve it, Hashem is the pure nosin. He's the pure giver. Okay? V'zeh sheberich Yitzchak es Yaakov. And this is what Yitzchak blessed Yaakov with. V'yitein. Perushashi mitchile yitein. That Hashem should first give us. What does it mean, Hashem? Afim lo asa v'lo roya ish miYisrael. Even if we're not worthy of anything, Hashem should give us. Hashem, start us off. Just like you start us in Pesach. Do we deserve anything in Mitzrayim? We're on, right, Memtet Shari Tuma. It was Vayitin. Hashem started us off with Nesirusa Da'ela, with the awakening from above. V'achar kach yachza v'yitin. And afterwards, after you give me, so when I receive your Shefa, I will return your Shefa to Shemayim. I will return your Shefa to Shemayim. And then what will Hashem do? Yachza v'yitin. So Hashem is going to give. I didn't deserve it, but I got. Then I'm gonna take this goodness at Hashem. Hashem gave me parnasa. He gave me a big bracha parnasa. Okay, so I'm gonna give staka like I should give. And then what does Hashem do? V'yachzer v'yiteng. And then he gives back. He gives back from that staka that I gave. So we have like this beautiful cycle going on of yiteng, yachzer v'yiteng. Right? But what's really the bracha here? The bracha is not v'yachzer v'yiteng. That's not the ikur bracha. What's the ikur bracha here? That Hashem should start off, even though that I didn't start anything. Because the way that Hashem created the world, that when a person does good, that good will come back on himself. That good will be recycled in him all himself. You don't even come back on him. But the big chiddush is yiteng, that you will initiate it, Hashem. Yehu yizbaruch ha-chozev v'nosen. Hainu chozev v'gomel ish al-avodaso. Ki eich zeh afshar sha'ish yasev evit ha-sash v'koroi kishu b'tsuas v'achon al-tzlan. Of course, if Hashem gives us at the beginning and we use it properly, of course Hashem's going to be yachzer v'yiteng. That's memela, but the big bracha is v'yiteng. Od efshar, and it goes a little bit further in this. Ki apostik omer, ubo avdim v'eretz asher v'nidachem v'eretz yitzayim. Right, the lost ones will come from Eretz Asher, and the nidachem, the pushed away ones, will come back from Yitzayim. So he says, Yeshnam bechinas, ovdim bechinas nidachim. There are two bechinas. There are two types of people. Ovdim, lost ones, and pushed away. Nadach, who shirak nidach mim komo lemakom rochok aval nikar v'niru. Person who nidach, he was sent away. Right? So he was from one place, and he was sent away. So he was very distant, but you can still see, oh, that guy belongs in this country. That guy belongs over there. I could still recognize him. But he's lost his place. Let's say in the zoo, I don't know how that has happened. A penguin gets stuck with the zebras. Okay, fine. Okay, bring the penguin back to the zebras. He's nicker. He's nidach. He's pushed away, but I can recognize him. Masha Enkin, Oved. What's an Oved when he's totally lost? Who should never lo nicker? I don't even recognize him. Where am I supposed to return him to? I don't even know this person. He doesn't even look like a penguin anymore to return him. He's totally lost. Now he's turning into 1940, right? He's writing this in the midst of the Warsaw Ghetto. He's already starting to see death at the... He already is starting to see very imminent death at his step. He says like this. Kikisha tzoros misrabos ata. Now we're having a lot of tzoros. Kol kach v'gam poshut misapim ziknei Yisrael sha'idei zeh v'chitzoni yusam enim nikarim. Even the ziknei Yisrael, they're not nicker. You can't even tell who they are anymore. You saw tzaddikim, and they don't even look like tzaddikim anymore. They don't look like themselves anymore. He might be playing like a play on words. It's Kanei Yisrael, like the beards of Yisrael. Like you didn't know who, like Umirover Adifus Vayisur Makashim and Associev Shalishayer, and because of all the Radifus that we're running after and the pains, right, that we can't even imagine. Gamet Pnimusa Meinim Nikarim. Not only on the outside. They lost their beard and pace and anything, like you couldn't even recognize the person anymore. But even in inside, you don't know who the person is, and they don't know who they are anymore. Right? Achigama ish ba'atzmo, Ovid is atzmo. Until the person totally loses himself. The person himself, not only, he's not in a nidach anymore. Like, oh no, you're a chassid, you're a tzaddik, you belong here. I wouldn't even recognize he's a chassid and tzaddik, and the chassid and tzaddik wouldn't even know that he's a chassid and tzaddik. He's a total ovid. This is what happened. He was watching this. The few tzaddikim stayed very, very strong to what they were, but most people, they totally lost sense. You totally were lost. You don't even recognize yourself anymore. You forgot how it was to be on Shabbos, and you forget to feel. You don't even know what Shabbos is anymore. It's so hard to realize that this happened within 2 years. Like boom, boom, I'm finished. Tzaddikim sitting at the Shabbos table, singing his mirrors. They didn't know what Shabbos was anymore. That's how painful it was. Now you're totally like destroyed. You don't even know I'm a man or a behema. I don't even know myself anymore. He's Oved. He's lost. But what does Hashem say in Yeshaya? I'm also going to bring back the Ovdim. So listen to this. Darius says beautiful. So something very, very beautiful. Aval Gemara Omeret. The Gemara says, that when a person loses, the nature of a person is, when you lose something, you run to find it. Balaveda, the person who lost it, runs to find his lost object. That is the rule. You lose something, you run after find it. When the Aveda is lost, it's Oved, and you don't recognize it, and you don't know where it is, you can't find it. We go all over, we turn off everything. Where is it? V'alo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baal Avedah Shelanu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're the Baal Avedah. You lost us. We are yours. Anu Amecha. You lost us. You're the Baal Avedah. Look for us. L'chein Berich Yitzchak is Yaakov. Look for us. Find us. Uboa Ovdim Beretz Asher. You're gonna find the Ovdim. V'chein Berich Yitzchak is Yaakov. Yitain. Give. V'lo rak b'shoshe near v'nikar. Not only when the Jew is near v'nikar, but give to a Jew rak gamala Ovdim lo near v'lo nikar v'yachsav yitain. Give to a Jew who doesn't even know himself, who lost all sense of self, of any of his chassidus, of any of his tzidkus, of anything shaykh to Judaism. Give him. V'yachsav yitain. And then you're gonna give him. You'll see. You'll awaken up. And then v'yachzor v'yitein, Baal Aveda yachzor aleinu. And he's diving to Hashem, guys. He's not writing a sefer now. He's diving to Hashem. A child should this 1940 in the Warsaw Ghetto. He can't read Eish Kodesh as like some sefer. Like okay, and the Eish Kodesh says Baal Aveda. No. He's crying to Hashem right now. Baal Aveda, the Baal Aveda Hashem yachzor aleinu. Come after us. Limtzolotanu. Find us. V'liten lanu kol tov v'lishivenu alav yisbarach. And find us in all good and return. Return us to you. We're lost. Return us to you. Ulgaleinu geula, and bring a geula unto us. Uftus gufeinu, and be podar guf, which is so distant from where it's v'nafshenu in our soul. Berachem Rabbim Yeshua's tovus. Berachem Rabbim with great mercy and great Yeshua's. Please bring us back. You're the Baal Aveda. We don't have anything to give you. We don't have anything to give you. We're here. We stopped over you. The mikvahs are closed. The base knesses are closed. The yeshivas are closed. Everything's closed. We have nothing to give. We are over it. But you gave us a bracha. Yitain. The yachzor v'yitain. You said v'yitain. You're going to give the yitain even to a person who's totally lost and doesn't give it. So Baal Aveda, please give it back. So, you know, it's very hard to say, you know, Eish Kodesh died himself. But I think the Baal Aveda found us. The fact that we're learning this Sefer, the Baal Aveda, these words that he's saying right now, the Nevuah, the Baal Aveda found us. We're learning Eish Kodesh, and even though he was destroyed, four years later from this, 3 or 4 years later, so family's about to die in a year and a half, and the Baal Aveda found us.